Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And three rounds are in the books after 54 holes down at Doral on the 7,260-yard par 72 Blue Monster course at Doral, the 2009 CA Championship. Two-way tie for the top spot after three rounds. Phil Mickelson and Nick Watney are both at 16 under par 200 after three rounds of play. Four shots ahead of two men. Jeev Milka Singh and Camilo Vijaygas are both at 12 under par, tied for third. Then you've got five men at 11 under par, five shots back of Mickelson and Watney. Charlie Hoffman, Soren Kjeldsen, Jim Furyk, Alvaro Quiros, and Kenny Perry are all at minus 11. Justin Leonard, Rob Pampling, and Rory McIlroy, the Irishman, are another shot back at 10 under par, so they are six shots clear of Mickelson and Watney. And then you've got five more players at minus 9, seven shots back. Soren Hansen, James Kingston, Luke Donald, who is playing well after withdrawing last week from the Honda because of the wrist injury, Dustin Johnson, and Prayad Markasang are all at 9 under par. As for Tiger Woods, Tiger is in the field, and he had a rough start to his week, just a 1 under par 71 on Thursday, but he's improved every day, shot 70 on Friday, and then yesterday a 4 under par round of 68. So Tiger is at 7 under par through three rounds of play, nine shots back of Mickelson and Watney. But Pat, two-way tie at the top spot there, and it's the first time ever in the history of this tournament, of the CA Championship, that there's a tie for the third round lead. And Mickelson and Watney, two guys that have both won already this year on tour, two guys that both use Butch Harmon as their swing coach.
And I think this comes down to, if you look at statistics, Russ, which I like to look at for these rounds, and you talked about Tiger, it really comes down just to putting, which it normally always does. Mickelson, number one in the field in putting, just absolutely scorching the green, so to speak, with excellent putting. Nick Watney tied for fifth in putting. Tiger tied for 60th. And Tiger's hitting more greens than reg. He's doing a good job getting the ball in the fairway, much better than Phil and Nick. But nonetheless, he's not making any putts. And that's what this game comes down to. For most of the pros, the difference with amateurs, like a good amateur from a great amateur, is mainly distance control and golf course management and those types of things. When it comes to the pros, most of these guys can hit fairways and greens. It really comes down to putting, and that's another – it's evident again today. Mickelson and Nick Watney are just putting better than the rest of the field.
Mickelson's been phenomenal at putting stats-wise this week. First of all, on Thursday, Mickelson only took 20 putts. He only took 20 putts. Now, those numbers are a little skewed because he chipped in from off the green three times on Thursday, and then he chipped in again another time on Friday. So through two rounds of play, he had four chip-ins. So his short game has just been phenomenal all week long. But through three rounds of play, Mickelson, as you mentioned, Pat, leading the field in putting, just 70 putts through 54 holes. That's an average of 23 and a third putts per round. That's number one in the field. And it's only 22 putts off from the record for 72 holes. If Phil only takes 22 putts today, he will tie the PGA Tour record for fewest putts in four rounds, which is 92 by David Frost at the 05 MCI Heritage. And you're exactly right. That's really been Tiger's biggest weakness this week. And, I think putting and wedge play, those are kind of those are the first things to go and kind of the last things to come back. And his driving's been great. With the driver in his hand, he's looked a lot better than he has in recent years. As you mentioned, he's in the fairway a lot more than usual, and he's really swinging it well. He's not swinging too hard. He used to seem to swing too hard, but he's swinging within himself, and perhaps the knee is part of that, not wanting to wrench that knee. But, yeah, putting and wedge play for Tiger have really been the rusty parts of his game.
Yeah, and that's normal. That's expected. I will say this. I thought Tiger was going to struggle a lot more. He always finds a way to score. So he's always going to be around the lead just because of his uncanny ability to score. But what I'm looking for Tiger to see really what kind of game shape he's in is is he keeping the driver in play? Is his distance control there? And even with some of the problems he's having short game, I still think his short game's ahead of what I thought it was going to be, even with a couple of those miscues that you mentioned. So it is coming down to putting, and if that's his biggest biggest problem as we go into the Masters. He can definitely contend in the Masters, where I thought it might take him a good two months to really get into this with the short game. He seems to be pretty close to being there right now, so I might accelerate my prediction of him only winning a couple times this year. If he continues to play like this, and he'll have a week off next week, then play Arnie's tournament up in Orlando at the Bay Hill. And I think there, if he's in like the top five, Russ, at that event, maybe not win it, but in the top five,
right,
I definitely think he's going to be hands-on favorite again at Augusta a couple weeks after that.
And that's your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda.